Hi, my name is Liesel Laurie, Miss South Africa 2015. And over the past couple of days leading up to Miss South Africa 2019, I've been asked a lot of questions. What was it like when you entered? Were you ready? Did you think you would win? How did it change your life? How did it change your family's life? It's very easy for me to answer those questions 5 years later. And I think I assume that many people know the answers to those. But for those who are interested and want to relive the moments with me, and those that haven't heard anything, well, this is pretty much for you. So the journey started around about 2009. I was about 19, 20 years old, and I entered Miss South Africa for the very first time. Didn't make it very far because what I didn't understand at the time was that it's one of the biggest job interviews of your life. I say this over and over again to many young girls that ask me about the pageant because it is that. I walked in jeans and a t-shirt, a white shirt. I can remember it very vividly. And I wasn't ready. I didn't know my country. I didn't necessarily know myself. And I didn't understand what it meant to be Miss South Africa. And being Miss South Africa is being one of the biggest ambassadors for the country. So thus, knowing your country, loving your country, and also understanding your country. Fast forward to 2014, 2015 was pretty much when I decided again that this was it for me. But this time was different because I had resigned from my job. I was working at a non-profit organization and I pretty much said to them, I'm working my notice because I'm going to enter Miss South Africa and I'm going to win. So my head was on right this time. I was much older. I was 23 going on 24. And when I entered, I knew I would win. It was one of those moments where I didn't really have to think about it. I felt ready. I knew I was ready. And being a part of the pageant at the time was still a little bit scary because I was from a small township. I wasn't exposed to as much as many kids necessarily are exposed to at that age. But what I knew was the three things. I loved myself. I knew who I was. And I wanted to be the ambassador of the country. So entered the competition and it was really, 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 really hectic. Made it into the top 12. And that's when I realized that this is something you need to take very, very serious. It's a huge responsibility that ends up on your shoulders, not only for being a proudly South African young woman in 2015, but also for the fact that I was from a small township and I had so, so many young girls looking up to me and young boys, anyone actually. And on that night, when I stood on that stage, I could feel the love from my community, first of all, and from the rest of South Africa. And I always say this because it was the Cinderella story. It was the relatable story. It was the story that many people could look at and kind of use in their life in a certain way, because it was the story of the quote that says, it doesn't matter where you come from, it matters where you're going. And I think that anybody can relate to that on some level. And that's why I felt like I had the whole of South Africa backing me, looking for me on stage and hoping that I would take it. And an advice to the girls that do make it into the finals of Miss SA, it's daunting. The live show is very, very scary. And if you're as unlucky as me, you would end up ruining your question on the final night. But what I realized from that moment, ruining my question, you can go check it out on YouTube. It's mortifying. I don't even watch it back. But what that also taught me and kind of opened up to me was that if something is meant for you, it'll be for you. Whether you trip, whether you fall, whether you screw up your question, you still get what was meant for you. So crowned Miss South Africa 2015, and my advice to, I think, Miss SA 2019 and anybody that's thinking of entering the competition, as I mentioned earlier, it's the biggest job interview of your life, so prepare for it as such. And know that you actually love your country and you want to be the ambassador for the country. Know your country and, you know yourself. The journey is scary. The journey is big and it's a growing journey. I always explain it to somebody in the sense that it's a teething process. And when you teethe as a baby, it's not the most comfortable process. But when you walk onto that stage at Miss World or Miss Universe, you're ready for it. So yeah, that is pretty much just thinking back and reminiscing and getting all the goosebumps right now. But if you're entering Miss South Africa 2019 and you feel like you're ready for it, then well, put your big girl panty on, put that lipstick on and make sure that you ooze with confidence in everything that you do. endangers your life and your family's life, well, just be prepared for the cameras being in your space all the time. And prepare your mommy, your sister, your daddy, your granny, your aunties, Alma, because it's one of those experiences that they have to get used to as well, because you now become public property, if that's the correct term to use. And so do they. You know, my mother's life story was in the newspaper the following day. I never hide from the fact that my mom was a drug addict. She's a recovering addict. And that was blasted all across the papers the following day. So just know that that's the kind of thing that might happen to you. But it's also the kind of thing that can uplift and grow so many people in so many ways. So prepare your family for the fact that they'll be superstars as well. And prepare yourself for the fact that you are then essentially a huge superstar in South Africa. And should you, and I hope you do, go on to win Miss Universe or Miss World, you become an international star. Your life changes within the blink of an eye, and I hope that you're ready for it.